Councillor Glenn Milne. Very good morning to you, Milne. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Matt, man. Yeah, going well this morning. Beautiful day outside.
It certainly is, mate. Now, beautiful day for citizenship ceremonies that are happening today and again tomorrow.
Yeah, look, there's 64 people from over 20 different countries will become Australian citizens in ceremonies today and tomorrow, and they're conducted by the mayor. But it's just fantastic. Like, the amount of people in Mildura that choose to become Australian citizens, and that variety, like 20 countries, we've just got so much multicultural lifestyle and people from different cultures coming into our community. It's just fantastic. So we welcome those people, and that'll be a great day for them.
I said it will be. Both ceremonies at 1:30 and will be held at the Benetook Room at the Alfred Deakin Centre. Some of the residents from the countries you mentioned, including Nepal, also Brazil, Egypt, Afghanistan and Jordan. If you'd like further details about the Australian Citizenship and Council's ceremonies, head to mildura.vic.gov.au. Councillors are working through the budget.
Yeah, look, that's always an exciting time. Well, it works out what you're going to pay in rates, and yeah, we won't be too long on that.
Oh, yeah, what's happening on the rates, by the way? They're going to come down, Milne?
Oh, mate, I wish. And so they work out, yeah, what the rate will be and, you know, where that money will be spent. So there's a lot of work being going on that, and eventually it'll come out to for the public to see, and you can have a look at that. And certainly when it does come out, everybody should read through it and give some feedback. You know, don't wait until it's too late. When you see it come out, read it and, put in a submission.
Well, more than happy to give you some feedback on the rates.
Yeah, I thought you might be. I'll wait for it.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, the Mervyn Historical Society, the new room's open, is it?
Look, they're opening on Sunday. I think it's 2 o'clock out there, so that's exciting for them. It's the old health service building, but they do a great work out there at Mervyn, looking after our history, you know, writing history books, etc. It's really worth going out there to have a look. I've bought a lot of their publications, and they do a fantastic job. So their new rooms, they look fantastic. Gives them a lot more space, so that opens on Sunday.
Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it? Vaccination pop-up clinics are happening this week as well, so make sure you get the vaccines, whether it's the COVID vaccine, or especially, you know, considering the cooler weather, get that flu vaccine too.
That's absolutely
important. Very, very important. Of course, the field days are happening Friday to Saturday this weekend. That's also exciting. Hey, Councillor, thank you so much for joining us here this morning, as always. Have a terrific day, and obviously
thanks,
we'll catch up again next week, eh?
We'll see you then.